me to control your thinking for a while and I'll be out of your way. With the things that, ushers, you may take your seat, with the things that have been happening to us all around, I feel like that most of us, if you're not like me, you will get like me in a little while. You'll begin to think every day, every time I turn around, something negative to us seemed to be happening to people that we know. Last week, this bouquet was over there. This week, it's right here. If we keep living, it'll be at the place where we stop. And us being flesh, we think that's bad, but then we look at the word, and somewhere I heard somebody say, he's too wise to make a mistake and too just to do wrong. But I just sure don't understand him. And I guess if I could understand him, he would not be God. He would be just like me, and that wouldn't be good. How to get a breakthrough? If you've been in Florida this year and you've been watching the Weather Channel this summer, you know that the weather announcers will come along and they'll make a bold statement. And you'll see it flash across the bottom of the screen. We are under flash flood warnings. And as believers right long and now, I need a flood. I need God to flood me with some of his great blessings. We are ripe for a possible flooding. When a flood comes, water escapes its normal habitat. The ditches overflow, the drainage system is not able to accommodate all the water that's falling. So therefore, we have a flash flood. We seem to think the floods only happen where somebody else lives. But I stop by to tell you, we need a flood of God's Spirit within our lives. And I'm here today to announce to you that you are about to be under a flash flood warning. Conditions are right. You've honored God. You've been faithful. You've passed the test. Now God is saying there is about to be a flood of opportunities in your life. There is about to be a flood of healing in your life. There is about to be a healing of good breaks in your life. To where you are, or you will be overwhelmed with God's favor. So now I ask you now, are all floods bad? Sometime after a flood happens, good things begin to come. Plants and begin to grow. When it floods, it brings in new stuff. I know from experience, sometime when Yellow River overflows, if you fish the backwaters, you'll get a chance to catch some nice fish if you fish the backwater because of the flood. See, every time a flood comes, doesn't mean that it's going to be bad. In this passage that was read in your hearing, 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 8 through 17, a flood came. But then before the flood came, David made a wise decision to seek the Lord in prayer. Listen, you heard him read it. As long as David was just ruling over Judea, the Philistines didn't think he was nothing. They thought he was an ally of theirs because he was constantly fighting against Saul as well. But when he became king of the whole nation of Israel, then they saw him as a threat. I just stop by to tell you now, don't y'all take this personal, love. The devil don't care nothing about you coming to church. That won't bother the devil. He don't mind you coming to church. You can come to church, sing, preach, pray, deacon, do whatever you want. Just don't do anything once you leave. Just do everything you're going to do in the church house. Don't take it out. He doesn't care. You can tithe and go see people, but don't tell anybody about this Jesus Christ. They were trying to get David to come to war. But as soon as he became king of the whole nation of Israel, he became a threat to them. The Philistines is a constant enemy of the nation of Israel. When David became king, they mobilized all of their forces to invade Israel with the full intent of conquering the nation and capturing the king, King David. He was a new king and didn't know what he was doing, so they said, let's go and capture him. Just got 4 points. Point number one. Know where to go for help. Just anybody can't help you with your situation. You need to know where to go for your help. This first invasion was clearly launched because they feared David's growth. Mobilizing all their forces, the Philistines marched to a valley called Rephaim. Above all men, David had a heart just like God. And to prove that to you, I want to 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14. Listen to it, and you have to know. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Talking to Saul. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. I'm going to stop right there. That man that was sought was David. David had a heart like God. You say, well, I know something bad David did. God do you too. But he had a heart seeking the heart of God. We need to remember that God, if God wanted perfect people, none of us would be here. If God wanted a perfect preacher, I couldn't even carry his bag. If he wanted a perfect whatever you are, you couldn't do it. Because all of us had sin in our life. David, when he got in, he turned to the Lord. It's right there in those verses. You heard him read. He sought God. He sought the Lord and he went to him in prayer. Just as any devoted believer would do. David asked the Lord if he should march out of Jerusalem and attack the Philistines. Also, he asked God, would I win over them? Would I triumph over them? And God didn't waste time. God immediately gave David assurance, commanding him to go up and fight the Philistines, for he would definitely be victorious over the enemy. See, that's why I tell you that when you pray and talk to God, you don't need to generalize. You need to be specific with what you want God to do. Because he will answer you based upon you and your lifestyle and the way that you're living. We need to be specific in our prayers. In obedience to the Lord, David marched against the Philistines in the valley, and he soundly defeated the invaders. But then David turned right around and gave credit to God. He did not say, oh, look at me. Am I the great king of the whole nation of Israel? He thanked the Lord for what he had done for the nation of Israel. He thanked that the Lord had enabled him to break through. Break through the enemy's line like a turbulent water. Listen, It's one thing, one of the things that man cannot control, and that's rushing water. Water, when water start moving, anything in its path, it takes it away. That big expedition you have, 6 or 8 inches of water will take it wherever the water wants it to go. I'm trying to show you the power of God with that water. God will break through in your life with blessings just like water will when it overflows the ditches and the gullies. God will bless you above what you have means to hold. He'll bless you so much that he says, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you won't have room. We're talking about a God that will answer his people. David knew the Lord, and he called on him and he asked him, Lord, help me. Lord, do I need to do this? And my question to you and to myself is, whatever you start to do the rest of the day, do you talk to God about it before you do it? We need to be in touch with God. We have our, thank you, Lord. We have our cell phones hanging on our side. Got our, what's them things you put on your ear? You got them put on there too. And anytime you get a call, you'll answer. But do you stay as much in touch with God as you want to stay in touch with the world? That's why every now and then, I don't know whether God's doing it to me or I do it to me, I walk off and leave that cell phone. Just leave it. Sometimes I don't intend to leave it, but I leave it. Because sometimes you need to just get away. And that's what we do with God. We just leave him. We don't talk to him. Sometime, if I could be a fly on the wall, when you go home today and you lay your word down, I could just watch you and see when the next time you pick it up. I know somewhere you got 4 or 5 of them laying around, but any one you pick up would be it. But every now and then you need to get a phone call, or you need to make a phone call right here. And it does not need to just be on Sunday and Wednesday. It ought to be every day of the week. Sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. It depends on the trouble you're going through. David, that Belparazam mean the Lord has broken out. The Lord broke out on our enemies. The reason you're not having trouble on your job now, God had a breakout. He blessed you on your job. Those same people that used to hate you and didn't like you, they tolerate you now, but they're going to get along with you a whole lot better if you keep talking to God. That's why I told you, you need to be specific. If something is going wrong, wherever it's going wrong, pray to God about that. And sometimes it's not somebody else that need to get right. Help me, Holy Ghost. It'd be me. I'll be the one that God needed. And when we're praying, God will get you right. God will chastise you. If you haven't already, keep living. David beat them up real bad in a fierce battle, and they left. They served our gods, and they left their gods. They didn't have nothing to protect them, because David took their gods and burned them up. You can't burn up my God. You can't find in an object where my God is, because some of us, there's one of those big words that mean he's everywhere. So if you burn him up, and he's a spirit anyway, You can take and destroy this Bible. I know it looks like I got it taped up and this page is falling apart. But the word is still God. It's still good. So you can't destroy God. So David destroyed their God. He burned them up. Point number two. The battle is not over. If you keep reading that passage that he read to us today, sometime later the Philistines launched a second attack against David and the nation of Israel at the same place. And as he did the first time, he did the second time. He went to God, and God gave him an answer. Most of us, me, I can't speak for y'all. If God does this today this way, I expect him to do it this way again tomorrow. But God won't do the same the next time. David asked God about it, and God confirmed him. Yeah, okay, we're going to do it. We'll be with you. He said, but this time we're going to do it a little bit different. Instead of going out there facing them, defeating them, he said, I want you to flank them. I want you to go around and come up behind them. And I said, when I was reading that, I said, that's strange, God. Why you want him to attack them from behind? And then I kept reading and studying, and it said, because when they try to escape, you try to escape the same way you came in. So when they tried to escape going back the way they came, David was waiting on them there too. So you see, God, if we listen to God, you might not agree with the way that he's doing things, but if you just listen to him and be obedient to the word of God, God will provide a way and you will get a breakthrough. You will see it flash across the stream, warning, flash flood, a flood of blessings, of kindness and obedience, of what you need to get through this. God sends floods in his children's life. Told you he gave David a different strategy. He told him, said, go over against the mulberry trees. And he said, David, I want you to be listening. He said, and when you hear the rumbling in the mulberry trees, he said, to them it's going to sound like men coming towards them. And said, when they hear it sound like men coming towards them, they're going to turn around and try to go back the same way they came. He said, and you'll be waiting on them. Listen to me now. I don't want you to miss this. God won't have you to go somewhere that he's not already there. God be waiting on you to get to the situation you're in right now. God waiting on some of us to get to a place where we feel like we can't do anything else. He's waiting on you to get there so he can help you, to let you know that a flood is coming, and it's going to be a flash flood. I keep using that word because I want you to understand, a flash flood comes when you least expect it. You don't think anything's good's going to happen, because I've been doing the same thing over and over again and nothing seemed to happen. I seem to be telling that same boy not to do this and come home and do your work, and he just won't do it. I keep telling him God's going to get him after a while, because a flash flood's going to come and he or she's going to make such a turnaround in their life. You're going to get scared because you're going to think that that's not them. You're going to think a demon or something have attacked them, but God will bless them, and he'll send a flash flood in their life. That's why you are where you are today. God sent a flash flood in your life, and you start receiving this word, and you just couldn't get enough. You just kept staying in the way of the flash flood. David hit them, and he hit them by surprise, because they were not expecting him. They thought the troops was coming from the other way, and they was running right into it. Sometimes you'll be running to a blessing, and you won't know you're running to a blessing. But just keep trusting and depending on the Lord. The battle is not over. Somebody with somebody, you have overcome a sin or something in your life and you think you got it licked. I stop by to tell you the battle is not over. You got to fight it again. But listen, you need to remember somewhere in the word it says the battle is not yours, that it belongs to the Lord. Do like God. Do like God told Moses when they were at the Red Sea. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you do nothing, God will provide just what you need. All you got to do is just lean and depend on God. The battle is not over. You got to keep fighting. Point number three, then you got to obey God. Whatever God tells you to do, you got to obey it. David obeyed the Lord, doing exactly what the Lord commanded. The results were a total victory, and conquer other enemies. David and his army pursued the enemy for over 20 miles. They just beat them, and they beat them as they ran. They still could not run them. They ran them for 20 miles. That's a long ways. They didn't let him get away. But David was obeying the Lord. Every now and then, you have to obey God. You may go against yourself, but when you are a child of God, obeying God is the best thing that you can do. When situations come in our life, we need to ask God, what would he have me to do? And when he tells you, you need to hear what he says. After you hear what he says, you need to obey the Lord. Abraham, the father of our faith, received nothing from God until he put action to what God has said. You got to do something. You can't stand around and do nothing. Whatever God says, you remember when God told Abraham, take your son and go to yonder's mountain where I will show you. Abraham had 3 long days to walk. Don't know what he was thinking about, but he kept going. He put action to the faith that he had in God. God will provide a way for you to escape. There is a flash flood coming. Well, the flash flood will come. And after the flash flood come, there's point number 4. And point number 4 is victory. You will, as a result of the resounding victory over the Philistines, he had what he was looking for. That is trusting in God and leaning and depending on God. Listen, many blessings were showered on David because he believed in God. He trusted in God. David's fame had a tendency to spread. See, when you allow God to use you, God has the best information system that there is in the world. Now they think if you put it on the computer, everybody will find out about it. But I found a source that's better than the computer, and this is the Word of God. God will provide just what you need when you serve God. He'll give you the victory. The major lesson that we need to learn from this scripture is the importance and power of prayer. Prayer is our communication link with God. Prayer is better than Verizon or Sprint or AT&T, and you won't get any overcharge. You won't get too many minutes used. You need to stay in touch with God. When you pray and ask the Lord for guidance, when you pray and ask him for guidance, be willing to listen to him. Don't just talk all the time. That's why sometimes you need to get someplace and just close your mouth and just stay right there. God, I'm waiting on you to talk to me. I need an answer from heaven. I done tried myself. I tried my neighbor, but I need you to help me to get through where I am now. Everybody else think they can help me, but God, I'm depending on you to give me the victory. When you pray and seek the face of God, he will come to see about you. God made a promise to us. He promised that he would deliver us. No matter how terrifying the trials and the persecution is, just trust and lean and depend on God. He will stop by to see about you. He promised to empower us to walk through the trials and the temptations that come our way. I challenge you to trust in God. And victory is on the other side. You got to get through. You can't get to the other side unless you go through. Victory is there because you're trusting and leaning and depending on God. So many believers want to be victims and not the victors. We are victors. We have not been defeated. Somewhere it says you may be bloody, you may be beat up, but if you trust in the Lord, God will stop to see about you. There's a breakthrough. breakthrough coming in your life. Doesn't matter what you're going through now, keep your eyes on the cross. If you keep your eyes on the cross, you can't see the circumstances around it. I'm reminded of an old man plying a mule. He had blinders on the mule where the mule could not see anywhere but straight in front of him. That's the way we need to be. We want to look at everything on the side. We want to use our peripheral vision. God don't want you to use your peripheral vision. He wants you to look straight ahead. Look at the situation where you are and trust and lean and depend on God. God will provide just what you need. Well, I got to get to my closing, y'all. This way I've been trying to get through. When God releases a flood of power, nothing will be able to stop you. The sickness might look big today, but when God releases a flood of his power, his healing will do the job. Sickness doesn't stand a chance when God releases a flood of healing. Oh Lord, oh help me, Holy Ghost. Opposition, your opposition that you have that's against you may be stronger than you, but he can't be stronger than God. The financial situation that you're in may seem like it got you smothered, but God own it all. Listen, God is the best financier that there is in the world, better equipped, but when he opens the floodgates, there's no match for God. God got it all, y'all. It all belongs to him. Well, I guess the real question that I have for you is, will you allow this seed to take root in your heart? Every voice will tell you why this is not for you. I just happened to be in church today. No, you didn't just happen to be here today. God fixed that for you to be here today to let you know that there's a breakthrough coming. You just got to stay right where you are. God will break through in your life, but you got to stay right where you are. Listen, you're here today because you got to get in agreement with God. God says, this is for me today. I'm raising my expectations. I'm expecting God to do great things. I stand in here sometime during the week and I look around and I see all of these chairs, and then I come in here today and I see them half empty. But God said, build it, son, and I'll fill it. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. One of these days, he gonna do it. Just because he's God. If nobody come here next Sunday morning but me, I intend to be here. I'll preach to the chairs. I'll preach to the lights. I'll preach to the floor. Because God said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. God will provide just what you need. You need to be expecting a breakthrough. God is going to get a breakthrough. There's going to be healing in your life. There's going to be blessings in your life. God will. Yes, he will. God will have a breakthrough in your life. Yes, he will. I have no doubt about it. There's a breakthrough coming. Been in too much stuff. God's going to bring me a breakthrough in my life. Because I'm depending on him to do just what he said. There's going to be a healing in somebody. Because God's going to get a breakthrough in your life. God's just waiting on us. He's waiting on us to get to a place where we're just trusting him. Not in yourself. Not in the people around you. Trust in God. He will. He will. He will provide a breakthrough in your life. But you got to stay with him. Don't quit. And the one thing that I love about God, when the breakthrough comes, you'll come out better off than you were before. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be better because God's going to bless me with a breakthrough. God's awesome. Will you stand? God, we're waiting on the breakthrough. We're going to be faithful. We're trusting in you. Will you come? Will you come? God will give you a breakthrough that you're looking for. You just got to be faithful. Might look like nothing's happening. When it doesn't look like anybody's doing anything, God's at work. He's at work. You just stay faithful. The breakthrough's coming. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? God bless you.
Ah! Yeah.